Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Vav, daf 6. Sorry, yesterday I had to run late. I had a little emergency, but we are going to start off on Hey Amud Bet in the middle of the page. Smack in the middle, first word on the line, Teda. So the Gemara begins, Teda. Damar Rav Idi bar Avin Amar Rav Chisda, HaKofer b'milva kasher le'edut, b'pikadon pasul le'edut. If somebody denies a loan, when it comes to if somebody denies a loan, kasher le'edut, he's still kosher for testimony. The pikadon, but if it was a deposit that was deposited by him, he is now pasul le'edut. So the Gemara says, Ela had etani Rami bar Chama, that which he taught, arba'a shomrin tzirchin kefirah v'miktzat v'odah v'miktzat. There are four guards that need to deny partially and to admit partially. Shomer chinam, v'ashoel nose sechar v'asocher. Someone who watches for free, a borrower, someone who takes his payment, or he's a renter. So the Gemara says, "Name amigo de chashid amamona, chashid ashwata." Why don't we just say, because this person, we worry for him about his money, we should worry for him about the swear that he's going to make also. So the Gemara says, "Hatam nami ishtamute kam ishtamet, savar mashkachna de ganav etafisna le." He says, "No, I'm just getting out of paying the full amount right now because he thinks he's going to find the thief." And then he's going to be able to grab him and pay back the guy with the thief's money. So inami, or maybe mashkachna lebe agam umaitina le, or maybe we can find the animal, for example. You can find the animal in a swamp, and I'll bring the animal itself. So if that's the case, hakofer pikadon amai pasul le'edut. If somebody denies a deposit, why is he pasul le'edut? Nema ishtamuti kam ishtamet. Why don't we just say he's trying to get away from it? Savar adeh v'chishna umashkachna le. He says, until I look for it and I find it. So ki amrinan hakofer v'pikadon pasul edut. When do we say someone who is denial by a deposit is pasul to edut? So he says, kegon de atu sahadeh v'asidu bei de aisha ata ite de pikadon v'beite v'hava yada. No, because witnesses came and said, at that moment, he has the pikadon, he has the deposit in his actual house. And he knows about it. Or inami, or perhaps the Hava Nakit Leviadi, he's holding the deposit itself. Ela da Maravuna Mashbiin Oto Shavua Sheino Mashuto. That which we said, that we make him swear that it's not in his possession. Name amigo de Hashira Momana, Hashira Shuata. Why don't we say that just like we worry about his money, we should worry about his swear also? How do we know he's going to be telling the truth? So hatam nami more ve'amar demeka yivna le. No, but there also he's saying, I gave money. He's giving money. So amar le ravacha midif de rabina v'aka avar alav de lo tachmod. But over here he's violating the commandment of lo tachmod. You should not covet. How is that violating? You should not covet. Because if somebody forcibly takes something from someone else, even if the guy's paying for it, it's considered don't covet. So the Gemara says, lo tachmod le'inashe b'lo damei mashmalo. No. Lo tachmod to people is when you covet something when it does not have to do with money. You covet somebody else's thing. Not that there would be that it would be paid for. So the Gemara flips Amud va'ela had amar Rav Nachman. That which Rav Nachman says, mashmina to shivuah hesed. We said yesterday that we make him swear shivuah hesed, which is basically a shivuah encouraging him to tell the truth. So name amigo de chashira mumuna, chashira shuata. Why don't we say, just like we worry about his money, we worry about his swear. And also, right, that was talking about someone who does not be modeh b'miktzat. He's not admitting even partially. But two, not only that, ha detani Rabbi Yoshai, Rabbi Chia, that was Rabbi Chia touched. Nehem nishmain v'notnim mi balabayit. We said yesterday, 2 days ago, we said that both of them swear and they collect from the balabayit. The case of the chenvani, where the balabayit said, you give it to the workers and I'll pay you back. So they both swear and collect from Balabai. Name amigo de chashira mumuna, chashira shuata. Just like that we worry about their money, we should worry about their swear. V'tu, and not only that, had amar sheshet, shalosh shevuot mashmin oto. There are three swears that we make him swear. Who is this? Shomer chinam, and shomer chinam shetoen nigneva, that he claims that it was stolen. So we make him swear three swears. Shevua shelo pashati ba, one that he was not negligent. Shevua shelo shalachti bayad, two that he did not send his hand there, meaning he did not have any benefit in it by, you know, allowing something to happen, by benefiting from it. Shevua she'ina b'shudi, or a swear that it's not in my possession, and the swear is not in my possession. So Neema, why don't we say migo de chashira mamuna, chashira shuata? That just like we're worried about the money, his money, we're worried about his swear. So Ela, we must say lo amrinan migo de chashira mamuna, chashira shuata. We cannot say that just like we're worried about his money, we're worried about his swear. Abaye disagrees and says, no. Chayshinan shema milva yeshana yesh lo alav. We're worried that maybe he has an old loan on him, from him. So, ihachi, that's the case. Nishkol belo shivua, then you can take the money without a swear. So, ela, chayshinan shema safek milva yeshana yesh lo alav. No, we're worried about a doubtful loan that he has from him. We don't say you grab the money out of doubt, you also swear out of doubt. No, you would not swear out of doubt. So Amar Sheshet Bered Ravidi, Parshe in Nashe Misafek Shevua, Parshe Misafek Mamona. People will remove themselves from having to make a doubtful swear, but would not remove themselves from doubtful money. Meaning, person is willing to, you know, have some money in his bank, even though it may not be, should it be there, should it not be there, is that my money, is not my money, should I be making this money? Lekula. When it comes to a swear, when it comes to a person making a swear, they're extra strict. No, I can't swear. If I swear, I have to make sure that what I'm saying is 100% valid. My tama, what's the reason? Mamon ite v'chazera, shivua leite v'chazera. Money can be returned, but a swear can never be returned. That's the pshat. Bayer Bizera, he has a question. Tekafa echad befanenu mau. What if we go back to our Mishnah? Two people come in, they're holding this beged, and one grabs it from the other in front of us. What's the din? Tehechidame. What's the case? Id shatik. If the guy he took it from is silent, odei odele. He's admitting to it that it's not his. Videkat savach. If he screams and says, "Hey, what's going on here? Mahavela me'evad. What could he have done?" So we believe him. So lo tzricha, what's the case here? The shatik meikara v'adar tzavach. First he was silent, and only then he screamed out. So my, what's the din? Mi de ishtik odoya adelei. Do we say since he was silent, he admitted that it's not his? Odilmar, perhaps kevan de katzavach, since he screamed at the end, hashta, katzavach hashta, he screamed now, igle milta dehay de shatik meikara, he's retroactively showing that which he was silent to begin with. He said, "Oh, the rabbis already saw that this guy grabbed out of my hands. I don't need to scream. That's why he was silent at first. So which one is it?" Amar Nachman Tashma, come and listen. What's the case here? Shishneim Adukinba. That's it. Both of them are holding it or grabbing it. If one of them was holding the beged, someone wants to take away from a friend, he has to bring a proof. So Yechidame, what's the case here? In the Ketane, if you want to say like we just taught, right? Rashi says, "Kedeketane sheze levado achuz ba uba." This guy alone is coming in and holding it. So pshita, it's obvious. If you want to bring a proof that it's not his, you have to. If you want to take away from him, you have to bring a proof. It's not his. Ela the Gemara says shetikafa echad b'paneinu. It must be talking about our case where, let's say, one guy grabbed it out of the hands of the other guy in front of us. So is that not the case? So look, the man says, "No, that's not the case." Hachamimah iskina, what are we dealing with here? They go into atu lekaman. They came in front of us. Kedfisu la tarvayu, when both of them were holding it. Va'amrinan lehu zilu pelugu. We said to them, "Go and split it." Unfaku, they went out. Va'hadar atu kitfus lachad minayim. One came back in later on, and he was holding it himself. Hi, Amar Oduya Odeli. He's saying the guy admitted to me that's not his. Va'hi Amar, the other guy is saying bidme ogarten yale. No. I rented my half to him. So now they're arguing not only on who it belongs to. They're saying, no, he's holding all of it because I gave him the permission to do that because I rented it to him. The other guy's saying, no, you admitted to me that it's mine. So who do we believe there? So, Damrinan, what do we tell the last guy? Adhashta chashatale begazlan. Until now you're saying he's a thief. He's saying it's all his. So you're trying to say that the first guy is stealing from you. And now, now you're going to rent it out to him without any witnesses? Are you crazy? You know someone's stealing from you. If you really believe that he's stealing from you, you would never rent it out to him without any witnesses. And if you want to give a different answer, like we stated, came in front of us when only one was holding it. And the other one was holding on to the edge of it. Even according to Sumchus, which we learned, that money that's placed in the middle, you split it without having to make any swear. Sumchus would agree that holding onto the edge does not count for anything. It would not count for anything. And the Gemara then says, "Im tim selomar tekafa echad befaneinu motzino tabiyada miyado." If you want to say that someone grabbed it in front of us, grabbed it from the other guy in front of us, we take it away from him. Hikdishan and amakudesha. Then if he consecrated it, it's not consecrated. But if you say we don't take it away from him, what if he consecrated it without taking it? It's not in his possession, but he consecrated it. Does that count as consecration? So, kevan de amar mor, do we say, amrito, the gavoa, kemisirato, the hediot, that saying it's for the gavoa, for Hashem, is like giving it to a hediot, to a simpleton. Kevan de takfad dame, so it's as if he took it from the other guy and it's in his possession. Odilmar, perhaps hashta miha halotakfa. Or do we say, no, he never grabbed it. It's not in your possession. How can you consecrate something? It's not in your possession. Uchtiv, it says in the pasuk, ve'ishki yakdish et beto kodesh. You want to make a person's house kodesh? Ma beto birshuto, his house is in his possession. Av kol birshuto, so to anything has to be in your possession. La pukehai delo birshuto. That's excluding this. That's not in his possession. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come and listen. Dahi, living namudai masuta, there was this bathhouse. Davu minsu ala beitre, that two people were fighting over. Hayamar didihu, hayamar didihu. Each one is saying, it's mine. What does it sound similar to? Our Mishnah, right? Each one's coming in with the beggar saying, it's mine, you saying, it's mine. Kam echad minayu akdesha. One of them got up and consecrated it. Right? That's a whole question in and of itself. I mean, how can one of them go and consecrate it? We're going to see right now. But why would someone go and consecrate it if they're both fighting over who it belongs to? Why would one of them go and consecrate it? That's just a side question. But Rav Hananiah, Rav Oshaya, and all of the rabbis, they stopped using this bathhouse. So they said, oh, it's consecrated. Oh, but Amar there, Rav Oshaya, the rabbi, he said to Rabbi, ki azlat kamed Rav Chista le kafri bay minay. When you go to Rav Chista and kafri, ask him this question. Ki ate le surah, when he came to surah, Amar le Rav Nuna said, matnik tinhi, it's a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Masechet Taharot. It says over there, Mishnah says, Safek Bechorot. We have a doubt in the case of Bechorot, in the case of firstborn, whether it's a, we're going to see right now, Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Be'ema, whether it's a person firstborn or an animal firstborn. Bein Tehorim, Bein Tmeim, whether it's kosher or non-kosher. Hamotzi Mechavero Adav Raya. Somebody wants to take away from his friend, he has to bring a proof to what he's saying. So the Gemara says, V'tane Alan, was taught on that. Asurin begiza v'avoda. It's asur to shear and to work that animal, right? Safek. The Gemara says v'ahacha. But over here, the Amar tikafo kohen en motzino tamiyado otomiyado. We say over here that if the kohen grabs it, he seizes it. It's his, the firstborn animal. Let's say we don't remove it from him. The katani hamotzino chaver alavaraya. We said if someone wants to take it away from him, he has to bring a proof to his words. Even if he did not seize it, asurim begiza v'avoda. It's still asur. You're prohibited to shear that animal or to work that animal. Why? It's a bechor, peter chamor bechor, right? It's a safek, a firstborn that you're not allowed to benefit from. So same thing in our case, safek. Even in a safek case, let's say it doesn't belong. It's not in his possession, but he's consecrated it. It's a consecration should go through. So amar the rabba kedushat bechor ka'amar. Are you talking about the kedusha of a firstborn? Le'olam emalach, really I tell you, tikafo kohen motzi'in oto miyado. Really, if the kohen seizes it, we take it away from him. But still, asurim begizav avodah, it's still prohibited to shear and to work that animal. Kedusha haba me'elei ashane. Because over here, it's kedusha that comes on its own. Meaning, Rashi says, she'im bechor hu me'elav kadosh. If it's a bechor, on its own it's already kadosh. Now the safek is like this, is like that. You're in doubt if it is a firstborn or not. But if it is, it's a kadosh already. As agabe masuta, Rashi says, but by a bathhouse, de'en kedusha ba'a ela al piv shel zeh. The kedusha only comes when he consecrates it with his mouth. So emalach ta'afilu im timtze lomar tekafa in motziin, yikdisha ve'lo tekafa, lo abe hektesh, de'en echol ha'kdish, davar she'eino b'rishuto. That he's saying that by something that you're making hektesh, you're not able, this is not a good proof, this is something that becomes kadosh on its own. But you're not able to make something hekdesh unless it's in your possession itself. Right? So if it's not in your possession, then you would not be allowed to make it hekdesh.
Or okay. Stolen void.
Huh?
Or stolen void. It's not a...
Right? Or it would not count if you did that. Now, we'll stop there. But what is the halakha in the case of the bechor? Do we say that a bechor, asurim begizav avodah, is forbidden, the safek bechor, we don't know. Are you not allowed to shear it or work it? So let's look at the halakha over here. On the daf, halacha says the following. Halacha Gimel. Safek bechor. You have a doubt of a bechor. Ein ba'alim tzuchim leitanu lekohen. You don't give it to a kohen. And liyashenu at sheyipol b'mum yachalenu. You wait for a blemish to fall into the animal, and then you can eat it. Vasur begiza ba'avodah. But you're not allowed to shear it or work the animal out of safek, and that's the halacha. Okay, we'll stop it for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.